This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Sports Saturday, brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. Mark Steering, your State Farm Insurance agent in Litchfield. Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing in Litchfield. Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville and Raymond. Nancy's Pizza in Litchfield. Huff Funeral Homes in Hillsboro, Raymond, and Farmersville. CTI Tech bringing 1-gig internet to Hillsboro and beyond. Hillsboro Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare. Garrell's Auto Body and Repair in Litchfield and Litchfield National Bank. And now, Sports Saturday with Tim Mize.
Levi Ubelt, thank you so much. And we are live this morning at Steve O'Dell's Country Financial Office on the Square in Verdon. We thank Steve so much for his hospitality here this morning. We'll be talking to Steve O'Dell coming up about his operation here on the Square in Verdon. A Verdon graduate back in 1995 and an avid supporter of North Mac Athletics. We'll be having a conversation with Steve O'Dell later on this hour. Chris Rayner, athletic director at North Mac, is standing by. We'll be talking with Chris as well, and I am told that Patrick Bowman, head football coach for North Mac, will be stopping by once their film session is over this morning as well. Glad you're with us here on WSMI Sports Saturday here on FM 106. We've already got 4 weeks of the high school football season behind us, and we're going to have Chad Easterday on the phone here in just a moment. As last night, the Cavaliers finished their three-week gauntlet. They went 0-3 against Vandalia, Greenville, and last night in Payne, a 37-19 was the final. It was 21-19 before Payne closed strong, as the Cavies now sit at 1-3. But their three losses are to teams that are combined 12-0. So certainly still a lot to play for the Cavaliers here as the season moves along. And joining us on the phone right now is head coach Chad Easterday. Good morning, Chad.
Morning, guys.
Well, the three-week gauntlet is over. You win 0-3, Chad, but boy, the last 2 weeks, I think you saw improvement in your club.
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot to work on, and we have gone the gauntlet. We play three state ranked teams, and you know, had a chance in the last two to possibly get a win. Did some things that were uncharacteristic at timely opportunities, and definitely have some things to work on.
That game last night, it was 21-19. You were down just two on a very tough venue in Payne. Just kind of take us through the close of that game and how it kind of slipped away from you at the end.
Well, we had two special teams breakdowns that killed the momentum and field position that really put us in a tough play call situation and getting some right things there. So that, you know, it's hard to describe. I don't know. It was weird, but we didn't do the right things at the right time.
Jed, I don't think anything gets under your skin maybe more than special teams breakdowns.
Yeah, you know, we practiced that a lot, and like you said before, I think we've had some green players or getting some experience as we've gone through this. They just made a mistake. You know, it happens. That's why they're kids, and we're adults, and we have to adjust to it and make some better plays next week.
And, Chad, you always have the ability to not worry about what has happened, whether you were 8-0, you didn't care about the previous 8 weeks. It was all about the next week. And the philosophy is just the same, maybe even more so now, sitting at 1-3.
Yeah, I mean, I think defensively we've done some great things the last 3 weeks. I thought our defense was really solid at times, made some missed tackles that bothered me quite a bit. But offensively, I think we're still searching for that identity. You know, we got our run game going a little bit the last 2 weeks. Our passing attack didn't run as good as routes as we needed to get the ball in spots. So offensively, we're still searching a little bit, I feel like. And we got to get that hammered out if we want to play in the postseason.
And you still have a very solid opportunity to do that, 5 weeks to go. But you have the three, I guess, no disrespect to anybody else, but the three toughest teams on your schedule are now behind you.
Yeah, Coach Porcini and I were talking about that. You know, when I took over, Coach Steiner and I, we went through this about three solid years, if you remember correctly, about either the other three of us were at the top and one of us were at the bottom, and I've been on both ends of that. So that 4-week run there is a really hard one to get through, and it's a good one, to be honest. I mean, you find out what you're made of and adversity, and I personally like those things in life. It defines us as individuals, and our kids will step up for the challenge.
You got Staunton coming into town next week. So you mentioned things to clean up specifically for next week against the Bulldogs. What do you need to do to come out with the W?
Obviously, number one on the list is special teams. They're very a diverse group, too, because they like to throw it and run it. They have multiple formations like us. So, coming back home will help, and then hopefully get that run going.
All right. Chad Easterday, thank you for a few minutes of your time this morning, sir, and best of luck next week.
All right, thanks.
That is Chad Easterday, the head coach of the Carletonville Cavaliers, as they fell to Pena last night, 37-19. They will host Staunton next week. That's a broadcast we'll have live on WQSMI-FM 106. Last night, we had the North Mac Panthers on the radio. It was homecoming. The Pittsfield Saukies were in town, and North Mac picked up the win 26-10. And North Mac Athletic Director Chris Rayner joins us now. Chris, thank you so much for coming in here this morning to Steve O'Dell's office in Verdun. And the life of an AD during football season is rather busy.
It is. It's a busy time of year. It's an exciting time of year. We got a lot going on, and it's just one of those things. You take it week by week and attack where you can attack.
As you've looked here at this season specifically, obviously some unintended things have come down the pipeline with the weather pushing back the nice new turf field construction. So from an AD perspective, just kind of talk about what you've been doing, communicating with your football staff and kind of with the construction crews to see what's going on there.
Well, we kind of, knew the way the winter went and then into the summer that the chances of us being week one up here at the high school were probably not going to happen. So we had time to sit back and try to figure out our schedule from there. It is kind of a blessing to have another football field here close where you can play, and having that down in Girard so you don't have to go on the road for 9 weeks. So we are excited about what's coming, but it is nice to know that you have another spot to play.
And you said earlier that you're hopeful. You've been told that week nine should be the date.
That is what it's looking like. Like I said, no one's 100% sure, but I think it's 99.5. If we round it up, but it looks like hopefully week nine will be on there and get those seniors at least one game on that new turf.
And that's what you really hope for the seniors, because they kind of had it in their mind all summer long. We're going to play on this nice new turf field. So, yeah, hopefully they can get at least 1 week on there.
Yes, and I know they're excited. They see me in the hallways. What do you hear about the field? When are we going to be on? And I keep telling them it's coming. And if you drive by and look, every day you see new improvements. They've got the track down now. Bleachers are going up. It just, like I said, it's exciting that you can start to see progress.
It's hard to believe for me that this is the 10th year of North Mac. I mean, it's gone by so fast, and I don't know that 10 years ago we could have anticipated how well this would work, how smoothly it would go, and really the success across the board that North Mac would have.
Yes, it is hard to believe it's been 10 years. I was actually taught up here for the first year before I left to go to Greenfield, and even that first year, it went really really smooth. On the kids got along. It was great. But coming back now, the last 3 years, it's been seamless. And it's nice, the upgrades we've made to the facilities and things like that just add to it. And it's exciting. It's an exciting time. And we're looking forward to just continuing to, to build on this.
I think, a lot of people from certainly outside of the Girard-Verdun area thought, boy, I don't know if Girard and Verdun can get along and have the same school. And Steve O'Dell was telling me before he graduated in 95, he said, we got along fine with the Girard kids. Like after games, we'd go over, hang out and all that. He said, now, the kids above me, not so much. He's like, they had a real rivalry and didn't really care too much for each other. And my experience has been a lot of times with consolidations and co-ops, the kids themselves are fine. It's the parents who went to said school who maybe don't like the idea of their school not existing anymore.
Yeah, I would definitely say that, you know, the kids, it's a seamless, you know, they all, and I, you know, especially now with the social media, I mean, they're talking and doing things, but, you know, you just, the kids have been, you know, like I said, from year one, been great. And I think that's slowly going away with, you know, yeah, you know, you have some of the older people that had, you know, the two towns, but that's really, I think is starting to dissipate a lot. And like I said, having this, you know, the new high school going up and things like that, just been one more feather in the cap.
Talk a little bit about the new high school and the building. That thing's state of the art.
Yes, it's wonderful. And you hear the kids talk about it as they come in there. And just, we've got three or four new science labs. We're going to have a STEM lab that will be ready at the second semester. We'll have a new library that's the second part they're actually working on right now. It's nice. We have new office areas, and it's when you walk in, it's just that newness, and it's really great.
You know, a lot of times when we talk about consolidations, co-ops, for a lot of us, we immediately go to the athletics and think about it from that perspective. But that's just a small part of it. The great advantage to consolidating is the educational opportunities that are afforded to the current students. Buildings like this, you mentioned multiple science labs now, so you really have an opportunity to get the students of your community prepared for life after high school.
Yes, and, you know, like I said, we actually had an open house last week where people got to come in and see it, and it's just the overall response has been wonderful. And, you know, there's still little things you got to finish up, you know, but it's coming along. And just like I said, the opportunities for our kids are going to be there, and that's exciting.
Chris Rayner, the athletic director at North Mac, joining us here on Sports Saturday. We are live at Steve O'Dell's Country Financial Office on the Square in Verdon. We need to get to a break. Sports Saturday rolls on following these messages. Back to Sports Saturday here at Steve O'Dell's Country Financial Office in Verdon. Tim Eyes with you. Happy to be joined right now by North Mac Athletic Director Chris Rayner and head football coach Patrick Bowman has made his way in. Coach, thanks for coming in this morning. I might be having a little problem with your microphone, Patrick. Why don't you go ahead and put the headset on there that Chris is wearing. The beauty of live radio, you never know what might transpire. I have a bad microphone cord somewhere. Okay, so let's try this again.
Okay.
You got your victory last night over Pittsfield, and it was homecoming. And with that, from a coaching perspective, there's always some unwanted distractions that can come with that.
And that's a nice way to put it. I do call it a distraction anytime there's homecoming games, but there's a lot of stuff going on. It's exciting for the kids. They're still kids and still need to act like kids, and me as the coach, I think they should act like me, but I'm an old guy.
And, you know, that's the weird thing about homecoming, because the kind of the crescendo of it all is the football game itself. So if the football team comes out and loses the homecoming game, all of a sudden, homecoming has a little damper on it.
You bet. And that's what I told the kids. I tell them every year, homecoming is not successful unless you win the football game. Yeah. If you have a homecoming and lose the game, then why are we having homecoming? So we try to keep their focus that way, and they did a good job last night. A little slow start for us, but we knew what we were going up against, and they did what they had to do to win.
I was listening on the way home from my game in Greenville, and right when I turned it on, Pittsfield made a field goal. Or did they?
They did. It was close. I didn't think it went in, and the guys at the goalpost said no, and then somebody overruled it. So I don't know. They gave them 3 points is all I know.
That's all that matters. But it was a weird scenario, of course, playing at Girard with the soccer goal set up and the football goalpost right above it. So I guess what happened was it went over the soccer crossbar but under the football crossbar, and you could give that Pittsfield kicker a bunch of footballs and say, do that again, and it's probably not happening.
Yeah, probably not, and maybe they should have gave me more points for being able to do it. I don't know.
Patrick, you guys are off to a very good start here, 3-1. You played Marrora tough in week 1, and then you have to like the way that your kids rebounded the following weeks.
They did, and the kids they come out ready to work every day. I'm proud of every one of them that show up to work. We spotted Marrora 13 points right out of the gate in the first quarter, and we got within 8 and had a couple breaks here or there that could have made the game go either way. But we're happy where we're at.
That first week is always spotty because, you know, you have your scrimmage game, but that's not the same. So especially when you get into the first half of that first game, when you've got a team like Marrora there, it really is a feeling out type of process.
It is, and when you play a team like Maroa, they played five more football games last fall than we did.
Yeah.
And you could tell the first quarter they were more comfortable than we were, as obviously they had another month and a half of practice than we did.
Yeah, that's the big deal. That, you know, that's the kind of the thing about making the playoffs is you get that extra practice time, and that type of stuff's invaluable.
Oh, it is, and especially when you're talking varsity experience for kids, when they can go deep in the playoffs, and the experience they can get is second to none. You can't make that up as being a team that did not make it last year.
And, of course, you've got eyes on making it this year in a very good spot through 4 weeks. Just kind of some individual notes here. Who are some of the kids that have really stepped up for you here this part of the year?
Our seniors in general have really stepped up. They're leaders. They show up early every day. They're encouraging all the younger guys. The junior class, same thing. I don't really point out individual names. We try to talk about every grade level as a group, and I'm proud of all those upperclassmen.
And that really is kind of maybe a key to building a program, is to make sure that, because football is not a one-man game.
Right.
Like, you can have one all-stater, but if you don't have anybody else, you're not going to win very many football games. So as you've taken over the program now, you have a vision for where you want the program to be, and I guess it starts with that, making sure that each group, each class of kids knows you are vital to the success of this program.
Yes, and we talk about that a lot. I even talk to the kids, if you don't get in even on one play on Friday, you're just as valuable as that guy that played 50 plays. How hard they work in the week of practice, maybe it's on scout team, they're the one preparing that kid that might be out there, and hopefully they realize that. And we're really pushing a team atmosphere, and the kids have done a great job at that.
And with that mentality, I mean, you know, football is a violent game. Injuries are part of the sport. So when kids maybe that aren't a big part of the team in week one understand that philosophy, come week eight, week nine, they might just win a game for you.
Yeah, they might be. And that might be the kid that's going to make the big play that we need, and they have to be ready.
Pat, of course, you come from a football family. You've been around it your whole life. And I guess how much fun is it for your dad to see you doing this now?
Yeah, he has a great time, and he's an assistant coach of mine. So he says I've made him 20 years younger, and he's like a kid again. So you can see him jumping around about like I do out there now, and we just have a great time. But it's having him on the sideline and helping our program has obviously been wonderful for not only me but the entire program itself.
That is so neat, because you always hear about football is family, and for you, it's literally the case.
Right, and it is, and I grew up in the game, got into administration for a while and realized, hey, I'm supposed to be a football guy, and I was getting too far away from it, and I want my kid to be able to do that too.
Philosophically, you, your dad, same, different, or kind of molded together?
You can pretty much tell he's trained me. We act a lot alike, we walk the same, we look alike. There's just a little age difference, I think, and that's about it.
Is it weird for you to be his boss?
I don't know if he would say I'm his boss or not, but I just keep telling him he'll work his way up.
There you go. He might make you in this business.
That's right.
One day, huh? Talking with Patrick Bowman, the head coach of North Mac, and we talk all the time about the strength of the Sangamo Conference, and we saw it last night in Williamsville, with Williamsville taking on Maroa Forsyth, the Bullets number one in 3A, Maroa number two in 2A. That game lived up to the hype. And when Maroa came into the conference a number of years ago, it was already a good conference before they got in. And when they arrived, it really did take the whole league to a different level.
It did. Like we always say, you and I, we talk, every week's a battle. You've got to be ready for every single opponent. And with the success Maroa's had, to even add to what was already here, you're right. It's a pretty impressive conference, and it seems year in, year out it is. And any week you could have any of the 10 teams getting a W.
Iron sharpens iron. That's what they always say. And it is true in the Sangamo, because consistently this league has more teams winning playoff games than just about any other.
It does. And it's you beat up on each other through the regular season, but it does prepare you well, I think.
And I don't have your schedule in front of me, Patrick. Shame on me. But who do you have next week?
We play Williamsville.
Oh, well, there you go. Right on cue. And I guess maybe the hope would be, okay, they're coming off a big game against Maroa Forsyth, maybe they might have a little bit of a letdown, but that's not really what the Bullet football program has done over the years.
Yeah, and I don't think Coach Coons will allow that to happen either.
No. And so as you kind of, not necessarily Williamsville this year, but, you know, just traditionally with them, you know exactly what you're going to get with this football team.
Oh, yeah, and they're no surprise. They're obviously an excellent football team. We know what we're going to have this week. We'll have to play some really good football and be well prepared and hope for the best. Hopefully we get a couple breaks, and you never know.
Well, I'm always interested with football specifically, the balance of preparing for an opponent opposed to doing what you do. You have a certain style. You want to impose your will on a team. So how do you balance doing that and then understanding, okay, this is what our opponent this week is doing. We might need to tweak something here or there.
Right, and you're in the conference, you trade film, so you get to adjust what you need to based on what they've done. But, yeah, it's a fine balance because you only get so many days to work. And you also you can over-prepare the kids and have them burn out by Friday as well. So there is a fine line to figure out what you want to do, what you don't want to do, what is too much. Mm-hmm. But you're right. You have to decide what you're really going to focus on and go with that.
There, obviously, so much preparation. You only play 9 games. So the hours put in and film study and practice greatly outweighs the number of hours you actually play the game. And when you took over, you were the third coach that North Mac had had in a 3-year period. And, you know, with terminology and verbiage, all these different things that goes into it, I would imagine you see a bigger comfort level this year with that type of things than you did in your first year.
Very much, yeah. And then they're more comfortable with, like you said, the terminology. When I say something, now they don't look like, what are you talking about? So, yeah, there, any consistency you can have in coaching and like you said, plays, whatever, a huge help, and we are miles ahead of where we were in the past, which was expected.
And there are expectations with this North Mac team. Chris and I were talking earlier, 10th year of North Mac, which is hard to believe, but I remember in the second year of the program's existence going over for a state quarterfinal game and broadcasting when they took on Greenville. So from the very get-go, the expectation was there for North Mac football.
It is. The coaches are expected to win, the players expect to win, and so does the community. So, and they should expect that here, and that's great. This community's a solid football community, and there's nothing better than that. You come out expecting to win and do your job.
We were talking earlier about the field, the nice turf field that will be in Verdon eventually. Hopefully, week 9 is, I guess, the target date. And we talked about this last week, though. That can be a distraction for your kids, but the seniors, just for them personally, hopefully they can get one game on that nice new field.
Yeah, we hope so. I've talked to the construction guy. I'm always wandering around out there every day. So they now call me coach when I walk out, so they know what I'm doing. Just to let them know I'm watching too. So, but they're getting along fine. And I, like I say, I talked to him yesterday, week 9, as he said he'll have it ready.
Guaranteed it?
It was close.
It was close. 99.5%, I think, is what Chris said. So we'll go with
he
that.
He said they'll work 24-hour shifts if they have to. So
all right.
That was good to hear.
Good deal. And we were talking earlier, too, it's nice to have the Girard facility, because I remember years ago when Greenville had their field under construction, they had to play 9 road games. So you don't have to go through that, at least.
Yes, we are fortunate to have another field here in the district. That is a big save. That would be hard to play every game on the road.
Even if it does have 2 crossbars.
It does have 2 crossbars. That's right.
Patrick Bowman, the head football coach at North Mac, joining us here on Sports Saturday. We need to get to a break. We're back with more from Steve O'Dell's Country Financial Office in Verdon following these messages. Welcome back to Sports Saturday, live at Steve O'Dell's Country Financial Office on the square in Verdon. And joining us on the phone right now is Hillsborough Hilltopper head coach Aaron Duff. Good morning, Duffy.
Morning.
Well, last night the score says 40-8, but I thought your kids competed quite well.
Yeah, you know, we're working. Our kids are giving us everything they got, which at halftime, you know, I can't go in and do any butt chewing or yelling because they're mm-hmm. giving me everything they got. So we're continuing to work on fixing the little things. It's just, you know, we're young, we're inexperienced, and we're playing some good football teams, so we're gaining valuable experience, and we're just going to keep trucking and moving along.
There was a point in this game last night. It was 13-0 Greenville. You took over possession with 4:58 to go in the first quarter. a 15-play drive. He kept the ball for 6 minutes and 38 seconds. He had first and 10 at the Comet 12. And I guess from that point forward, you went backwards. And then that's kind of where the game got out of control.
Yeah. I thought our kids responded really well, being down 13-0. We got a great drive going, controlling the clock, which is good to keep a good offense, their good offense off the field. We just got to be able to convert. And once again, that comes with, you know, that experience and that we lack right now. But how our kids responded and made that drive, that's showing improvement and how they're continuing to fight.
And that was a classic Hillsborough drive, triple I formation, nothing fancy, straight ahead. And you took some chunks that drive.
Yeah. We've been working this whole past week of getting back to running some triple I. Our backfield's not real huge, so we've been trying to run a little more spread to give us to our advantage. But our offensive line did a great job on that drive, and we're going to keep working, and I really think we can knock somebody off. I do.
And Jace Teakin last night, when he was given time, he threw some nice footballs.
Yeah, he has the capability to. He's a very good athlete. He can throw the ball well. They put pressure on. They blitzed all night, and we did at times. He picked it up, but they got pressure on us, and he was scrambling quite a bit.
Duffy, you're 0-4. Obviously, at the start of the year, that is not where you had planned to be. But there's nothing you can do about the first four. You just have to focus on the next five.
Yeah, I mean, these first four games, like I said, we're working on gaining valuable experience. Keep teaching these guys, working technique every week. And I'll tell you one thing about the kids. I've 0-4. Yeah, no, I hate to lose. That's on my shoulders. You know, I'm the coach. We're 0-4. But our guys have one of the greatest attitudes I've had in, 25 years. And their work ethic is outstanding. So I can't be angry at them because they're giving me everything they got.
And the bottom line, Duffy, is this. In high school sports, ultimately, that's what matters. Like you said, you hate to lose. Everybody wants to win. But I know you are teaching these kids valuable life lessons that will help them moving forward in their life after high school and after football.
I hope so. When you face adversity, it reveals character, and hopefully, our guys are showing some great character, and they have every day at practice, at school. They're showing up on time. They're getting here, doing everything we ask. Everybody showed up here Saturday morning, being down on them four. When you're 0-4 and you're facing that, guys, we got to make a decision. I'm going to be late today, or I'm not going to show today. But they're all here, so that shows me something about our guys.
Duffy, thank you for a few minutes of your time this morning, sir, and best of luck next week.
All right, thanks a lot. We appreciate it.
Aaron Duff, the head coach of the Hillsborough Hilltoppers, and he just has the perfect attitude for coaching high school kids, making sure that he is preparing these kids for life after high school. We're going to hopefully catch up with Gillespie head coach Jacob Bilbrook in just a moment here on Sports Saturday. Chris Rayner still with us, the North Mac athletic director, also the North Mac golf coach. And, Chris, you had quite the match yesterday over at Oak Hills.
Yes. I told my wife, I said, the golf coach, and I'm trying to fire myself after last night. But, no, it was a heck of a match out at Oak Hills here in Girard. I think we shot 166. Auburn was at 161. Raymond was at 159. And then Hillsborough came in with a 139. It was quite impressive. And I believe that was the first time those Hillsborough kids had seen the course, and they played it awful well.
I guess it fitted their eye.
It did. Yes, it was an impressive performance for sure.
There's not often times in a high school golf match where you have four teams that the high score that counts is a 45.
Yes.
45
yes.
is a pretty solid score
yes.
in high school golf. So this was one of those matches that you shoot a 166 consistently, you're going to win a lot of matches.
Yes. Yeah, it was when those final scores came across, when I saw Auburn shot 161, I thought that was going to be because they've been impressive this
yeah.
year. But I think in talking to their coach, they've been nip and tuck with Raymond in several of their matches, and they haven't been able to get them yet. And then they got them, and then when we added up Hillsborough scores, I was like, oh, my goodness, they got them by 20 strokes.
Yeah. Like, oh, I don't even need a calculator for that one.
Yeah, it was fun.
So the golf season goes by very fast. And you were telling me before, it's a lot of activity jammed into a short amount of time.
Yes. You know, you start practice, about August 12th, and then the regional is October 7th. So it's but some weeks you have, you know, four matches in 1 week. So those kids get a lot of golf in.
And I know I saw earlier you guys hosted a cross-country meet for the first time out at Oak Hills, and it went very well.
Yes, it did. It was the weather was beautiful, and the course is just, it's set up. It's great for cross-country. We'd never done it. We were a little nervous. We didn't know how it would go, but we got the course mapped out, and I think, we had Roxana was there, Jerseyville, Carlinville, Carrollton, St. John's, and it turned out really well. And the response we got was great. And if I think we do some stuff, change our date, we'll get some more teams interested to coming over. But it was a challenge. There are a lot of hills, obviously, with the name of Oak Hills. Mm-hmm. As you make that third lap, those high school kids are running up that hill for the third time, and it was a challenge, but it was great. You know, our good friend that we lost through ALS, Charlie Pullman, I couldn't think, but we were out there, and I'm like, he would have loved this. I said, you know, he kind of set all this stuff, and I said, the guy we could have asked how to do it, we couldn't, but I just kept thinking about that all day that Saturday. Last Saturday was, man, he would have really thought this was great. And we hope to continue building on that.
And I know Steve Moore, who's the cross-country coach at Taunton, has told me before, he's like, cross-country is the best-kept secret in the IHSA, and you know, you don't think of cross country as a spectator sport, but from what Steve has told me, the fans that are out there, they are vocal, they are invested in cheering on the runners.
Yes, and they are, you know, but what's kind of neat is they cheer on every runner.
Yes.
You don't just see, well, this is a North Mac kid. I mean, you have people from every school, hey, cheering on the kid, you know, who's first or who's bringing up the end. And that's really neat to see.
That's great, because I'm not a runner. I'm the farthest thing from a runner. So, what, 3 miles, right?
Yes. From the high school, it's three.
Oh, three. Yes. The thought of running 3 miles to me just makes you want to pass out just thinking about it.
Yeah.
And so, you do need that encouragement to push you through.
Yes. And I think it does make a big difference for the kids. I know it would make a difference for me.
Big, yeah. I mean, if I'm on a golf course, where's the golf cart?
Yes.
I need a golf cart. Whether I'm playing golf, certainly if I was going to be running, this just isn't going to work for me. And the level of shape that these kids are in, you know, soccer is a different level of shape. But, you know, you get in the cross country and the track and field, the whole point is running. You know, there's no ball, there's no goal to score. It's running, it's time. And so the dedication that these cross-country athletes and track and field athletes have is impressive.
It is impressive. My job last Saturday was to drive kind of the pace cart up front, and I kept telling them, I said, I've done this 3 times now, and I'm fine.
What's the big deal?
Yeah, but no, I had the best job, but it was. They did a great job, though.
And so much of that sport is mental. You know, every sport is mental to a degree, but you have to trick your mind. I'm not tired.
Yes. Yeah, I think there's a lot that goes into that, you know. And like I said, that third lap, when you know you got to make one more, it's a grind.
It becomes long.
Yes, it does.
So you mentioned the soccer team off this year to a very good start, 10-3. Volleyball, a solid, football off to a good start. So suffice to say, the fall sporting season for North Mac going very well.
It is. It is. Like I said, it's exciting. We're having success at all of our fall sports, and it just makes your school year start out so well. And like I said, with, you know, we talked about the new facilities, the new high school, and it just kind of all adds in on that, and it's great.
There really gets to be a sense of community pride, school pride, when you've got multiple sports doing well. You know, football kind of swallows everything up in the fall, but there's so many other kids involved in so many other sports. When you're getting success across the board, boy, all of a sudden, everybody feels involved.
Yes. And, you know, this week, and I know it was homecoming and different things, but we had a lot of fans show up at a lot of different events. You know, we had soccer games. We had, you know, we had the golf match. We had people come out that don't usually come to a golf match. You know, last week with the cross country, we had quite a few people out there, which we were hosting one. So it just, you know, the community's behind you, and it just it's a great time.
I didn't ask you about this beforehand, so hopefully you'll have something off the top of your head, but you mentioned homecoming week. What was the craziest thing that went on for homecoming this week for North Mac? There's always so many different events.
You know, the thing is that stood out to me this year, it was pretty low key.
Okay.
And as an administrator, that's nice. You know, there's always little things going on, but what I was really impressed with this year is they really came together. It wasn't, you know, there's a lot of prank stuff that's went on in the past, and it didn't go on this year, and to me it was one of our best ones. I think it really brought everybody together. We did something a little different this year. We did our homecoming coronation and crowning the king and queen. We did it on Sunday, so that way the king and queen could reign over the entire week. And we had our Powder Puff football game on Sunday, and that kind of brought everybody together. So, you know, knock on wood, there was nothing crazy, but it was just a very solid week, and it helped last night with the football team ending it with a week, and we got the dance tonight. So,
and that does make sense. We never really thought about it, to crown the king and queen at the start of the week.
Yeah, and we kind of talked about that. Usually it would be tonight at the dance, and then the week's over. The kids are the actual ones that came up with that. They kind of said, you know, why don't we do this on Sunday? And I think it was very well received, and it was kind of getting their own little parking spot in the parking lot. And, you know, they just, again, they had the whole week to, you know, be the king and queen of homecoming.
Very cool. Talking with Chris Rayner, the athletic director at North Mac High, as we are broadcasting live from Steve O'Dell's Country Financial Office on the Square in Verdon. We need to get to a break. We're back with more following these messages on Sports Saturday. Welcome back to Sports Saturday, live at Steve O'Dell's Country Financial Office here on the Square in Verdon. We're going to talk with Steve in just a moment, but right now we have Gillespie head football coach Jake Bilbrook on the phone. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, guys.
Well, you got the win last night, but Jake, that game last night was more than just a football game. In a lot of ways, it was about honoring the great Don DeBrino.
Yeah, I mean, we had a lot of stuff going on last night. We had the 100 years of Gillespie football thing at halftime, and then followed right up by, you know, the field officially being dedicated to Coach DeBrino with all of his players coming back. And, yeah, it was just a real special night for our town, for our school, and for our football program.
100 years of football. That's a long time.
Yeah. You know, I, like I said, you kind of, you know, a season like this, you kind of take a step back and reflect a little bit, and you know, that's kind of how this whole field dedication came about. I mean, I just, you know, I looked back over the course of 100 years and what, you know, the school's been able to accomplish, and you know, and then, of course, you know, that most of that leads right to Coach DeBrino, so it was fitting that we were able to honor him last night in addition to all those other things we had going on.
I remember a few years ago I was at Gillespie for a game, and I was talking to Coach DeBrino outside the minors' locker room, and there was just music just blaring at a very high decibel level. And I commented to Coach and said, "Well, that's probably one thing that changed when you played. You weren't blaring that type of music." And he just kind of chuckled and said, "No."
Yeah, I remember that exactly, actually, because T-Tote was on there, and he said, "Can't you guys play some Frank Sinatra every once in a while for Coach?" and you know, we all got to chuckle out of that course, and you know, I mean, he's one of a kind, that's for sure, and changed, but you know, Gillespie football love for Don DeBrino doesn't change at all.
And, you know, he doesn't change, but he has been able to adapt with the times. He still has an ability to relate to kids in 2019. That's impressive.
Oh, he's got that ability. He pulls everybody in the room together. And, you know, the kids, I think they were more pumped up just to go out and try to win one for Coach than they were trying to get back to 2-2, you know, which is understandable. And, you know, we talked about them all week long. You know, there's going to be a lot of see the game. You know, it was kind of on us last night, you know, to kind of, you know, carry on that legacy and tradition, and I'm just glad we got the victory last night.
And Southwestern came in 2-1 on the year, so the Piastow Birds have been playing some good football. What did you like about what your Miners did last night?
Well, it was kind of a tale of two halves for us. I mean, we jumped on them early. You know, we put up 33 in the first half, and then they came out and put up 20 on us, and we didn't score the second half. So kind of a tale of two halves for us. I liked our first half. I liked how we were able to run the football consistently. We were able to throw the ball when we had to. Like I said, the second half we got shut out, and so it's kind of back to basics for us. We're taking it one week at a time, and we got to get better for next week. We got a big one next week too.
And you like, as a coach, to be able to have those coaching moments in a win. And when you have a 33-0 lead at the half, I think it's certainly from a fan perspective, they're thinking, okay, running clock is coming shortly, and perhaps your kids fell into that trap?
Yeah, I don't know. I think there was some stuff that we could have done differently, as coaches, and, our execution was not as solid as it was in the first half. And we're going to get back to the film room. We're going to show the kids, and they were with me after the game. I mean, we said, that's definitely a teaching point, and that's something that we need to look at, and we got to clean up those mistakes as the season goes along here, because the games are just going to get bigger and bigger.
And with the group of kids that you have this year, they are fully invested. It's playoffs or bust, so they are going to be very attentive when you talk after a game like that.
Yeah, they were. I mean, and they know. They're a seasoned group. For the most part. I mean, we've got some young kids filling in some spots, but they're a seasoned group. They understand that the second half wasn't their best, and they know that it's back to the grind next week, and we definitely got to get better every week.
And that game at Hillsborough next week, that'll be a physical ball game. And with Hillsborough being 0-4, Coach, they're kind of like a caged animal. They're going to get out at some point and get somebody, so you guys got to bring it next week.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. There's no doubt about that. I mean, it's always a tough place to play over there, always a fun atmosphere. We respect the heck out of what, Coach Duff does over there with the program. And we got to be ready. We got to clean up the mistakes, and we just got to be ready to play. Get back playing, minor football.
Jake Bilbrook, the head coach of Gillespie, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time, and best of luck next week.
All right, guys, thanks for the coverage.
Jacob Bilbrook here on WSMI Sports Saturday. We are live at Steve O'Dell's Country Financial Office in Vernon, and we have the man himself with us right now. And Steve, thank you for having us here today. This has been a lot of fun, and I guess when you're selling insurance, there aren't really off days, are there?
No, it's about a 6 day a week job, that's for sure. It's not an 8-to-5 or 9-to-5 even, believe it or not. So some people like to think I do a lot of golfing, and I think I've golfed once this year. So
yeah, you're not a doctor. Not a doctor.
No.
You gotta actually do some work here. So kind of talk to us about you personally. I know you graduated from Verdon in 1995. So. You're
showing my age, huh?
I guess so. I'm a 99 grad, so I'm not that far behind you. But with North Mac now being in the 10th year, you're an avid supporter of North Mac. And just kind of talk about the community, and the transition to what is now.
Yeah, and obviously I grew up in Verdon, and Girard just being down the road. And had probably just as many friends in Girard as I did Verdon growing up, So I think we kind of talked about it a little earlier, but my senior year after the Girard football game, we were all in Girard at their house, hanging out. So there were some classes probably before me that maybe weren't as friendly, but I always had a very good relationship with everybody from Girard. So it is kind of cool to come back to Verdon and see that, we're all one. And they were talking about it even back then about, merging. And so it was exciting for me to see that it actually happened. And not just that, this is an exciting time for North Mac, obviously, with what's going on. So.
Yeah, a lot of exciting things happen. The new high school, the new football field on the way. And I look up here, though, in your conference room, you got an old-school Bulldog football helmet.
I need a Girard one up there. Maybe Mr. Rayner can help me with that or something.
Yeah, I'll see if we can find one. Throw one up there.
Yeah, we got the North Mac Panthers and Bulldogs and Girard. I think that'd be kind of cool to have.
Yes, it would.
There, so.
You have to have them facing each other, squaring off,
Yeah, I thought that'd be kind of neat. So. But, with the folks like the Rainers and the Bowmans, we've got some great, not only some great folks, some great leaders at North Mac, and obviously Dr. Goble, and with the new facility, I'm excited. So it's good times.
Yeah, a lot of great things happening with North Mac, and a lot of great things happening with Country Financial as well. How long have you been a rep with
Well, my dad retired in February, so I came back to country just earlier this year and after he retired. So I've been in the insurance business for 20 years and been on all sides of the curtain with insurance, whether it's sales, claims, marketing, project management. So I've seen both sides. I've seen what the competitors do, and I'm back at country, and there's a reason for that. So
there's so many different insurance options mm-hmm. out there. Why is Country Financial the best bet?
Well, it's a one-on-one. I mean, we care about the customer. We care about the individual. We care about the individual's specific needs. It's not a broad stroke of a pen and saying, you know, hey, everybody needs this. That's not what we do. So we like to – it's a relationship business. We like to sit down with our customers one-on-one and talk about what their needs are, you know, what's going to help them. And hopefully we can help them. And sometimes we can't, but we're going to give an honest answer. We don't beat around the bush. We don't sugarcoat, and we just, you know, we're here to help. So.
And people appreciate that.
Yeah, I think they appreciate that honesty. So.
And, you know, insurance, no matter what type of insurance it is, you don't need it until you need it. And then when you need it, you really hope that you got a good one.
Yep. Sometimes it's too late, but, I mean, there's price shoppers out there, and, you know, it's just like anything else. You sometimes you get what you pay for, and sometimes you find out when it's too late. So, and that's not to say, you know, there's a lot of great companies out there, just like Country Financial as well. But, you know, I've gotten the call at 2:00 in the morning and been at the house on fire and with the adjuster, and I've been there with the widow when we delivered a death benefit. Obviously my dad's been in business 35 years. So as a kid, I was standing next to him at the funeral homes, you know, talking to those individuals. And, it's just about serving your community, giving back to the community, and obviously in small town, you know, that's what it's all about. So.
And it really, especially in a small town, it becomes a personal thing. You know your clients, and they know you.
Right, right. And that's what's kind of cool is, you know, growing up here, I know just about every face around here, but I was gone for about 20 years before I came back, so they walk in the door, like, hey, Steve, how you doing? And I know you, but I can't.
Been there, believe me.
I'm getting there. I'm getting there. It's going to take some time, but it's really exciting for me personally. Just to kind of, it's pretty cool to come back home and get to take over. I mean, these walls here, I'm doing homework back here when I was 12 years old, you know, so
full
it's kind of cool. Yeah.
Full circle. It's a beautiful office here you have on the square in Verdon. And Country Financial has a great relationship with the Farm Bureau.
Yes, the Farm Bureau, you know, Country Financial is a part of the Farm Bureau. If you have auto or home insurance with us, you are required to be a member of the Farm Bureau. And, you know, whether you're a farmer or not, there's benefits to that. So I would just encourage you to go out to the Illinois Farm Bureau website and just see what all those benefits are. And let's cut to the chase. I mean, just about everybody around here, no matter what you do or what your occupation is, it's something you do every day is tied to a farmer, you know. There's a connection there somehow. So whether it's the food you buy or whatever, but I was taught as a kid that farmer is, you know, they're very, very important. And as my dad would say, you wave to every farmer you see, no matter what. And you let them go by when you're following them, they always have the right-of-way, you know, so get out of their way.
And as a general rule in small communities, if the farmer's doing well, everybody's going to do well, like you were kind of just alluding to. And I know you got a couple of special events coming
up. Yes, a couple things. Coming up October 12th, the Pumpkin Festival is going to take place on the Girard Square. And we are actually sponsoring the chili cook-off. So if you are, if you're good at chili making, I'm not, obviously.
But good at chili eating, though. Huh?
Good at chili eating.
Right. There you go.
But if you'd like to be a participant in that, there's obviously some prizes with that. There's going to be some more stuff on social media with that. But call our office if you would like to be a participant in that. We'd love to have you. I think last year we had 10 participants, and we're looking for at least that or more.
Well, that'll be growing over the course of time.
Yeah, yeah. North Mac Foundation is hosting their Glow Bingo, which is on November 23rd at the Casey Hall. Another great supporter of North Mac Schools is North Mac Foundation. All those proceeds go right back to the North Mac Public Schools. So huge event there, too, and hopefully we'll have more about that on your radio as well.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
And, Steve, for anybody who's listening and thinking, you know what, I need to get me some insurance at Country Financial, what's the best way to get a hold of you? How do they do it?
Office is 217-965-5888, anytime, 24/7 there.
Steve Liddell, thank you so much for your hospitality this morning, sir. This was a lot of fun.
It's great. Welcome.
Chris Rayner, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Tim. It's enjoyable to be here and seeing you guys, and we appreciate all the support that we get from WSMI and Country Financial and everybody who supports our school.
All right, wonderful. And, of course, thanks to Patrick Bowman. He stopped by as well. The Panthers got a big win last night over Pittsfield. Sports Saturday is done here from Steve O'Dell's Country Financial office on the square in Verdon. This is your 50,000-watt voice of Mid-Illinois, WQSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville. Have a great sporting weekend.